latest team news from clubcall.com.
Welcome to today's Newcastle Bulletin. And we'll start the news that Matt Ritchie says he will get over the miss of his life against Burnley and has promised to get back amongst the goals. Well, the winger made an unwanted entry into the list of worst Premier League bloopers when he somehow shot wide from 2 yards in front of an open goal during the 2-1 win over Burnley at Turf Moor on Monday night. Asked how he would describe it, Ritchie said, "Horrific miss, horrendous, but that's football, it's life. I'll keep going, I'll keep plugging away. I'll keep getting my shots off. Luckily enough, it's not cost us and I can smile about it, but inside it hurts." Well, Ritchie had the simplest of tap-ins as the ball rolled to the back post, but somehow managed to miss. And he went on to say, "I gambled. I saw Yeds getting in. I knew he's quick. I made a good run to the back post and just unbelievable. I can't believe I've missed it. But I'll move on. I'm a strong character and I'll make sure it doesn't affect me. I've dealt with setbacks in my career, and that is a minor setback. I want to score goals and I want to help the team. I could have made it a bit more comfortable." Meanwhile, Leeds United, Celtic and Arsenal are all set to be keeping tabs on Newcastle goalkeeper Freddie Woodman ahead of the January transfer window. Well, the 21-year-old made his lone appearance for the Magpies in an FA Cup match last season, and the third-choice Glovesman has featured in just one matchday squad this term. An under-20 World Cup winner with England, Woodman has spent time on loan with Hartlepool, Crawley Town, Kilmarnock and Aberdeen, and he wanted to leave St James Park on a temporary basis once again earlier this year. But Newcastle did not let him go during the summer window, as they want the youngster to sign a new contract first, as Woodman's current deal expires in the summer of 2020. And there's set to be renewed interest in Woodman when the transfer window reopens in just over a month's time. That's all for now. Join us for more news later.